This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Alone about hell. And 70, over 70 of those are uttered by Jesus Christ himself. Well, I don't know about you, but if Jesus Christ is talking about hell over 70 times, I think we might want to listen. So first, let's just go ahead and get into study. I like to tell you that never take my word for anything. I give a lot of scriptures because I want you, the Spirit wants you to go back and study and see if these things are true. So first, I want to start by saying, what is the purpose and location of hell? That's important to know, don't you think? We need to know the purpose. Well, this is so good because once you know your purpose, you can then do what you were made to do. If you don't know your purpose, you are most miserable. But God tells us right here the purpose of hell. If you look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Matthew 25, verse 41. And it reads this way, "Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." You see, if you go to hell, you're going to a place that it wasn't even prepared for you. Jesus says here that they will be cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Wow. So that is the purpose of hell. God has prepared it for the devil and his angels. And you know, what is the second purpose, he says? Look at Psalms chapter 9, verse 17. Psalms chapter 9, verse 17. It says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forgot God." So he's going to get a dual purpose here. It was created for the devil and his angels. And then all of those that are wicked, and then those nations that forgot God, shall be turned into hell. So there you go. There's the purpose of hell. Now, where is the location? Where is hell located? That's always good to know. Make sure you know where you're going. Here's the location of hell. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. And it reads this way, "For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Wow. That gives us some information right there. It tells us that the hell is located in the heart of the earth. So there you have it. And they say the core, scientists tell us that the core of the earth is really hot. But it tells us that it says 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. That is the location of hell. Now listen to this. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9. And I'm going to explain something here in a minute. It says, "Now that he ascended," what is it but that he descended first into the lower parts of the earth? This is talking about Jesus descending to the lower parts of the earth. Now stay with me here. I don't want to lose you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.